Exactly. Now, I'm going to play an earlier interview that I conducted today before the operation with 44-year-old Brenda. We're not going to give you her last name, obviously. She's from the Midwest. And, well, let's just listen. Let's let you hear her in her own voice.
Brenda, how did you know that there might have been some kind of an implant or an object in your cheek?
Well, about 5 years ago, I went to the dentist, and he, just as a matter of routine x-ray, he made a passing comment saying, well, that's unusual. I wonder what that was. And he just said it in passing. And then as time went on, and I had certain events happen in my life. I was talking with my best friend, Mary, and like I said, as time went on, it seemed that perhaps this was something more than just a fluke or something. So my best friend, she contacted Dr. Lear via email, and that's when it started. So,
did you at any point think, how did this get in my cheek?
Yes, there's no logical reason that anyone could find why that's there. There's no scar on the outside. There's no scarring on the inside. And so.
Any idea how long it's been in you?
I have no idea. The earliest record is like the one about 5 years ago, the routine x-ray. I don't have any x-rays from earlier, so I don't know.
It could have been this since you were a child.
Absolutely. And it's not in my jaw bone. It's actually in the flesh part of the cheek on the right.
Over the course of your life, Brenda, have you ever felt that you might have been abducted by aliens or that anything peculiar has happened to you in your life where you might be able to tie in what this might be in your cheek with events that you either recollect or just think something strange happened to me?
Well, I've had, since I was a young adult, I've had lots of nightmares where I would be awakened in the middle of the night from a bad nightmare. And upon awakening, I would see, I don't know how to explain it, certain beings or entities, whatever someone wants to call it, I would see them after being awakened from a nightmare. And I thought that was normal until I talked to other people and they go, no, that isn't normal. So I guess that started it, that's unusual. And there, I had a figure visit me in the middle of the night, and that's what really started me thinking, I wonder what's wrong. Because I'm a very logical, objective person. And I had been awakened by something was choking me. My breathing was constricted, and this was about 2 years ago. And I sat up, and whatever was choking me released its chokehold. So I was kind of getting my bearings and kind of looking around. And I looked up, and with my physical eye, there was a being that was male. It was very muscular. It was about 5 feet off the floor. It had the appearance of being human, mm-hmm. In terms of its body shape. It was about 5 feet off the floor on what I would call an invisible surface, as if it was crouched down, but on a floor about 5 feet off the floor. And he was dressed all in black in what I would call a skin suit. His head was covered. His whole body was covered. And he was crouched there when I looked at him, and he said, we're here now. But he didn't speak. He said it telepathically or whatever you want to call that. And then he turned to the side to show me what I call wings. He had like a four-feathered wing on the side of his head. He turned purposely to show me that for emphasis, and then he dematerialized. The reason I know I saw it with my physical eyes, because when I had sat up from catching my breath, when I first saw him, I looked down at my hands and I pinched my forearms to make sure I was awake just for my own self, and I did physically see him. So that's when I got real concerned that there's something odd going on here.
You're from the Midwest. Do you ever recollect seeing strange objects, lights, what a lot of people would call UFOs, wherever you lived?
No, I don't. My parents recalled seeing some glowing balls around their home outside, but that was after I was gone from the home. I was, you know, in my teens and 20s, so. But I personally, no.
How do you feel about getting this taken out of your cheek?
I'm very glad about it, because if in fact this is a foreign object, if in fact it was put there by an unknown, what did Dr. Lear call it, a non-terrestrial, if in fact that is true, then it was put there without my will and without my consent. And therefore, it is a foreign object, and I consider it a violation to me, and I want it out.
And how do you feel that maybe they've been following you, they've been tracking you with this?
It's very sad to me. It's sad that there are such things out there that would violate a person and a human being like that. It's very sad to me, and it's a little bit scary, but it's more, like I said, like a violation to me.
I'm going to ask you a question that may seem very bizarre to you, but I think it's important under the basis of what may be happening to mm-hmm. you. Have you ever had the feeling that you might have been pregnant before, and then all of a sudden you were not?
I can't remember ever having that. No. I personally don't have any children, but no, I don't remember. Maybe. I struggle horribly with my memory. It feels like it gets erased, and it seems to be getting worse. And I don't think it's because of my age, so.
Well, let's have the operation and see what it is.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Brenda went on to tell me that she said also that the being that was choking her while she was in her room looked like a praying mantis, object praying mantis type entity that so many people have explained, have testified to, that they have seen as well.